The recent controversy on the importance of breastfeeding for newborns has put more focus on the challenges and difficulties facing parents when trying to feed their infants. To discuss this more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jody Seagrave Daly, co-founder of the Fed Is Best Foundation, a nonprofit aimed at helping fill in the gap in breastfeeding education for parents. Thanks for joining us this morning. Is there a definitive answer to this question, which is best for baby?
Meaning breastfeeding?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. There are benefits for breastfeeding, but, you know, not all moms or babies can actually breastfeed. So
this is where it kind of gets into, maybe this isn't the right word, but the politics of child rearing and feeding, whether there's a reason that a mother who is having trouble breastfeeding for whatever reason should feel bad about it, should feel like there's a health issue. Where are we in this debate now?
Well, the problem is we really don't have much research that really tells us how many moms will be able to breastfeed, will they be able to make enough milk. And so this is the problem. Mothers are being taught that every mother can breastfeed, which is really not true at all. And so that is the issue.
So what are some of the benefits of bottle feeding for these parents who are not able, for moms who aren't able to breastfeed?
Well, there's convenience. Both parents are able to feed the baby. Most of our moms go back to work. We only have a 3-month maternity leave, if you're lucky. And so that is the benefit of using a bottle. And it's very desirable for working families.
And this is obviously not a new discussion. I mean, you read books about the wet nurses of the nobility and even the poor classes going back hundreds, if not thousands of years.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Prelactal feeds have been always popular way before the implementation of the WHO 10 steps. Animal milk, sugar water, wet nursing, all very popular before the milk would come in for mothers.
You talked about I hate to use the word guilt, but in some cases it is a feeling of guilt.
It is.
Yeah, that mothers who can't breastfeed, what would be your message to them about that?
Well, you know, this is what I see clinically most of the time, the guilt and the shame that they carry. And I just explained to them that unfortunately they were not told the whole truth everyone can make enough breast milk because it's biology. Biology fails us. And once I counsel them on that and other ways we can feed their babies safely, they can let go of the guilt. But it doesn't go away instantly. It's a very long process, and many moms need counseling.
Part of the challenge is the first point of contact is typically right at childbirth, at the hospital, and the message being delivered there in those first chaotic hours or days can be something that's hard to counteract later.
It is, but unfortunately, by the time they get to me, they realize that, you know, something is terribly wrong. They're dazed, they're confused, their babies are starving, they realize they're not making any milk, and they feel duped, and they're angry, and it's not a good place to be for these moms.
So what message, given everything we've just talked about, do you think needs to get out, and not just here in the U.S., but in countries all over the world where perhaps the technology, the communication systems and so on aren't at our standards?
Well, that's a really difficult question to answer, although I do speak with moms all over the world, even in Africa. But here in the United States, what I always say is our universal breastfeeding education needs a major overhaul. All moms need to be taught the risks of exclusive breastfeeding and the truth. And they need to be taught that, you know, breastfeeding is not easy for some moms. And I just think that the education needs to be taught as far as with the risks, how to safely supplement to avoid, you know, the mental issues that come with the guilt and shame, and of course the babies that don't need to suffer.
Jody Seagrave Daly, thank you for joining us this morning. Ms. Daly is the co-founder of the Fed Is Best Foundation, a nonprofit aimed at helping to fill the gap in breastfeeding education for parents.